Now let's turn to some other news, because Dublin's Beaumont Hospital says it has repaid €25,000 to the National Treatment Purchase Fund, which was supposed to be used to cut waiting lists. The Public Accounts Committee of the Dáil heard today about NTPF concerns regarding the misuse of some funds by public hospitals. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers was listening in. Fergal, will you remind us first of all, what is the NTPF and what is it supposed to do?
Well, the National Treatment Purchase Fund was set up in 2019, and it helps cut waiting lists by paying money to both public and private hospitals. And last year it paid €72 million to public hospitals and €107 million to private hospitals. The money to public hospitals, it's called insourcing work. It pays for extra inpatient or outpatient work beyond their core HSE-funded activity. And the NTPF was before the Public Accounts Committee today following recent concerns that some hospitals have been misusing their NTF funds. And the hospitals that were referred to today were Naas General, Kerry University, St Michael's in Dún Laoghaire, along with Beaumont Hospital.
So what else then did the committee hear today?
Well, Dublin's Beaumont Hospital said it has repaid €25,000 to the NTPF, which was supposed to be used to cut waiting lists. And that follows a self-disclosure by the hospital in March to the NTPF of a possible non-compliance, it says, with the NTPF Memorandum of Understanding on the use of those funds. Anne Coyle, Beaumont's CEO, told the Public Accounts Committee that the issue arose in its rheumatology outpatient clinics, but the hospital emphasised that no consultant received any additional income or reimbursement related to clinics, and it told the committee that the NTPF was billed in error for rheumatology waiting lists. And Fiona Brady, then the chief executive of the NTPF, she said it had conducted a review of 38 public hospitals around the country that it deals with, and found that three had breached a memorandum of understanding. This is some of what Fiona Brady of the NTPF told the committee.
There were three hospitals who breached the principles of the MOU, but there are no ongoing concerns from an NTPF perspective in these cases. Beaumont Hospital was excluded from the insourcing assurance review as all of its NTPF-funded insourcing initiatives had already been suspended on the 11th of April 2025, following reported concerns regarding compliance. The NTPF acknowledges that it continued to fund insourcing initiatives at Beaumont Hospital in the absence of the hospital returning a signed MOU. This action was taken as the previously signed MOU was still in place, the terms had not changed, and in the interest of ensuring long-waiting patients received their much-needed care. The National Treatment Purchase Fund and Beaumont Hospital continue to work collaboratively to improve waiting times for patients. While insourcing has been temporarily paused, the NTPF remains actively engaged with Beaumont Hospital to provide outsourcing solutions for long-waiting patients. And in addition, the NTPF undertakes administrative validation of waiting lists to ensure their accuracy, and Beaumont Hospital remains fully engaged in the NTPF audit process.
Now, interestingly, the NTPF has seen a funding cut of €30 million in budget 2026. That's part of the Minister for Health's policy to reduce reliance on this insourcing work in light of those recent concerns about the use of NTPF funds.
Fergal, thank you. That was our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. We'll be talking about planning permissions after this break.